It's a sleepy Wednesday night in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Wedged in the rolling hills, the town has a foothold on roots and folk music. But tonight, in a dim, small club just off the downtown square, it's jazz that's breaking through the quiet.
U of A Jazz Jam Session and Stage 18. We are thrilled to be here. This is our first jam session of the season, so thank you so very much for coming. We're going to play a little bit for you and then open it up to the crew. So if you brought
your... Every month, University of Arkansas professor and guitarist Jake Herzog and his band put on a public jam session at Stage 18. It's a chance for anyone in the community to, as Herzog puts it, bring their acts and show what they've got. As the trio warms up, musicians populate the small, sleek venue, sitting in folding chairs in front of the stage, some nervously waiting by cocktail tables and sofas in the back after resting their instrument cases in the blue tinted hallway behind the stage. Liam Odell, a Bentonville High School student, is sitting with his mother. Odell plays the bass.
It's a great opportunity to come out and play music that you like with other people, and it's always a blast, always something new.
Drummer Walter Ferguson attends the University of Arkansas and is a student of Herzog's bandmate, Chris Teal. He says this is a rare opportunity for the area's jazz instrumentalists.
I think it's the only jam that I've seen that's, I guess, open to the public. There's a lot of open mics around town, I think, but for instrumental musicians, networking and just experience in general.
Tonight's session hosts an eclectic mix of musicians, young and old, wielding everything from an electric guitar to a clarinet. Before these musicians get a chance to take the stage, they get an impromptu lesson from the Herzog Trio. Herzog explains that improvising with other jazz artists is integral for new musicians and has roots in the form's rich history.
One of the things that is of the utmost importance in jazz education is the opportunity to perform live and to practice your craft live in front of the audience. So I heard somebody say that the jam session was the original jazz education. And so that's something that was an important part of my early years training, and I wanted that experience here, and I wanted it to be curated for our students, but also the whole community.
After their performance, Herzog runs around the packed room, clipboard in hand, tapping shoulders and checking names. Excitement and nervous murmurs fill the room as musicians make their way to the stage. Drummer Chris Teal hopes these jazz forums will give everyone the chance to understand and engage with jazz and elevate the art form locally.
I think it's really great to be able to have people here from the community who maybe initially like had no experience with jazz and maybe are seeing, oh, there's an outlet where I can go, you know, take a workshop and come in, you know, as a complete novice and start to get a little bit of a behind the scenes of the way, you know, these songs that are often viewed as being pretty abstract, because especially with instrumental jazz, you don't have like a lyrical melody to latch onto, and so unless you're familiar with the structure and a lot of instrumental jazz repertoire, you're kind of left at sea. And so I think it's really great to be able to bring in, there are people here who are involved with the community music school jazz groups and who have gone through a little bit of training and getting more and more comfortable, so that they're coming here and they're asking us questions and like keeping us on the spot to really like, you know and represent the history and the makeup of this music, and getting them to level up and become more and more knowledgeable advocates for jazz, and hopefully also playing it for themselves as well.
Outside, shops and restaurants have shut their doors and turned off the lights for the evening. But inside the impromptu jazz club, you'd think it was a swinging Saturday night with music flooding out onto the empty streets.
One time I saw Sonny Rollins say, jazz is the umbrella music under which all other musics can exist. And so to me, as an artist, it's always been about the freedom associated with jazz and improvised music. And I think there's a real focus on music in this community right now, and jazz is a big part of that and plays into a lot of the things that folks are interested in. So it's my fervent hope that this little session will be one of the cornerstones of the scene that people can count on as well. There's always going to be this jam session going on, and we can go out and cut our teeth a little bit and meet all the new cats and all of that.
The next U of A jam session with the Herzog Trio is November 13th at 8 o'clock at Stage 18. For the KUAF Artsbeat, this is Daniel Carruth.